The possibility of a retaliatory strike hung over Washington for much of the day. Officials in both countries traded accusations about the location of the drone when it was destroyed by a surface-to-air missile launched from the Iranian coast along the Gulf of Oman. Mr. Trump's national security advisers split about whether to respond militarily. Senior administration officials said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and John Bolton, the national security adviser, and Gina Haspel, the CIA director, had favored a military response. But top Pentagon officials cautioned that such an action could result in a spiraling escalation with risks for American forces in the region. Congressional leaders were briefed by the administration in the Situation Room. The destruction of the drone underscored the already tense relations between the two countries after Mr. Trump's recent accusations that Iran is to blame for explosions last week that damaged oil tankers traveling through the strait, the vital waterway for much of the world's oil. Iran has denied that accusation. Iran's announcement this week that it would soon breach one of the key limits it had agreed to in a 2015 pact intended to limit its nuclear program also fueled tension. Mr. Trump, who pulled the United States out of the pact, has vowed he will not allow Tehran to build a nuclear weapon. On Thursday, Mr. Trump insisted that the United States' unmanned surveillance aircraft was flying over international waters when it was taken down by an Iranian missile. "This drone was in international waters, clearly," the president told reporters on Thursday afternoon at the White House as he began a meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada. "We have it all documented. It's documented scientifically, not just words." Asked what would come next, Mr. Trump said, "Let's see what happens."